Hello, and welcome to our new University of Lincoln Student Wellbeing podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Beck. This podcast will be looking at a variety of topics over the coming months.
On today's show, we're looking at the dreaded P word, procrastination. What it is, why we do it, and most importantly, how we can stop doing it. So, what is it?
Procrastination is putting off tasks for little or no obvious reason. Although we'll be looking mainly at how this can impact on our studies, it can affect all areas of our lives, dealing with financial or job matters, health issues and relationship problems.
Procrastination can be a repeating pattern. It's often a habit and, like most habits, can be hard to break. So, for example, if you're a last-minute Charlie when you're writing assignments, like I was, your pattern could look something like mine. False security.
I've only just been set my assignment. I've got ages to do it.
Laziness.
I've still got plenty of time. I might just binge watch The Walking Dead.
Excuses.
I know I've got to start soon, but I have to deep clean the house, find pairs for all of my odd socks, and train for a marathon.
Denial.
My 5,000 word essay is due in a week, but I know which books I need, and I've done a bit of research, so I'm sure it'll be okay. I've still got plenty of time.
Crisis.
So, I'll just stay up all night, check my word count every 10 minutes to see if I've reached the minimum yet, waffle on a bit if I haven't, and turn in a piece of work which might just pass. It's not my best, but it'll have to do.
Repeat.
I'll definitely work harder for the next assignment and be more organised, but I've got ages before the deadline yet, so I can give myself a bit of a break from studies. I've got ages to do it.
So, given that procrastinating can be so stressful and we often end up reaching a crisis point where we're panicking and rushing to get things done, why on earth do we do it? There are lots of reasons why people procrastinate. These can include
more pleasurable things to do. Virtually everything can seem more fun than sitting down and revising, or reading textbooks, or writing an assignment or presentation. In fact, it's amazing what you can get done when you're avoiding work.
The task seems too large to tackle. Sometimes the scale of what we have to do is overwhelming, and it seems preferable to avoid it altogether.
Distant deadlines. If the work or project isn't due for a while, it's tempting to leave it and, sometimes, imagine that we have more time than we actually do.
Difficult or boring work. Tasks and assignments are even more unappealing if they're difficult or dull. This can often be the case if we're given a project rather than one that we can choose ourselves.
Overcomplicating things. Sometimes we can make tasks or projects seem more complicated than they actually are, which can delay starting work.
The internet, an endless source of distraction.
Fear of failure. This is a biggie. Sometimes we can feel that the quality of our work or studies is linked to our self-worth. We can feel that people will be judging our work and finding it inferior.
Fear of success. This can also be an issue for some people. If a high grade in a piece of work is achieved, the pressure can be on to maintain that high standard.
If I'm brilliant once, I'll have to be brilliant all the time.
Fatalism. Sometimes people can perceive themselves as unlucky or never successful and can therefore avoid trying as they're certain they already know what'll happen if they do try.
I'm bound to fail. What's the point of even trying? At least I won't be disappointed.
Disorganisation. This is not always directly linked with procrastination, but problems with organisational skills definitely make things worse.
Right, I'll get on with it now. Where did I put my notes? Hang on, where's my pen?
Perfectionism.
If I can't do this perfectly now, then there's no point doing it.
Once you've trained for your marathon, watched the entirety of Walking Dead, found your pen, lost it again, then made an 8-course dinner for your housemates, you may find that there have been some serious consequences to your procrastinating. Missed deadlines. Failing. Overwhelming emotions like panic and worry. Stress or depression. Impact on physical and mental health. Producing poor quality work which does not reflect your potential. Time wasting. Guilt, shame and frustration.
So, to avoid all that, what can you do? Grab a pen, you might want to write these down.
1. Set new routines that contrast with old ones. If your current ways of studying aren't working for you, try new, different ones.
2. Split tasks into smaller pieces. Breaking tasks or assignments into small, manageable chunks can make them easier and more achievable.
3. Use prompts, reminder notes, study timetables, alarms on your phone to remind you of study time. Treat it like a job with set hours of work.
4. Reward yourself when you meet your goals. Smaller rewards, once milestones are reached, can be better than thinking that you'll reward yourself properly once the whole project is complete.
5. Set breaks. Make sure that you have breaks in your work and that you have a balance between your studies and your personal life.
6. Remove distractions. Anything that could act as a temptation. Social media, games, books, tablets, TV. This might mean leaving your phone in a different room, or turning it off, or going to study in the library rather than at home.
7. Tell housemates, friends about deadlines so that they can keep you on task. Peer pressure can be helpful. Other people knowing what your plans are in terms of your work and checking up on where you are with it can be a good motivator. Studying with others, even if you're working on different projects or studying different courses, can also be helpful.
8. Look at what helps others and see if you can adapt it for your use. Experiment with different ways of working until you find one that is right for you.
9. Think about the consequences. If you don't complete your work or leave yourself enough time to do your work, you could hand in an assignment which is not an accurate reflection of your academic ability or, at worst, fail your course.
10. Go for the easy wins. See if there are parts of your project which can be completed quickly and easily. Doing these first makes the task feel more manageable, and often you can feel better once you've made a definite start.
11. Or you can start an unappealing project by taking on the part that you will enjoy the most to try and generate more enthusiasm for the task as a whole.
12. Look at mobile apps which could help you stay on track and beat procrastination. Look for time management apps or ones which offer advice when you encounter some of the reasons we procrastinate. There are lots out there. Choose one that works for you.
13. If there's part of a project or a complete assignment which you really can't stand, remind yourself it is a means to an end. Try to think of the bigger picture. You are likely to need to pass the assignment in order to get your qualification. Don't let this get in the way of achieving your goals.
As we mentioned at the beginning, we can all procrastinate from time to time, but if you do have a tendency to do this a lot, it's worth keeping an eye on it, particularly if it causes you stress and anxiety because you have difficulty starting or completing tasks.
Procrastination can be a habit, and it can be hard to break, but hopefully using some of the techniques we have talked about today, your studies and possibly your wider life will be a bit less stressful, and you will have time to do everything you need to get done.
Information given today can be found on our website, where you will also find our contact details and drop-in times. If you have any worries, questions or concerns, please come and see us and have a chat with one of our advisors. Keep listening out for more shows or check out our back catalogue online. Many thanks to our voice actors, Katie, Rachel and Louise.